Hey guys, CW's Legends of Tomorrow, Adam Seckman. There he is, cue the Adam. There he is, he's in studio, guys. He's here to talk about his hit show and much, much more, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome. You're watching Mini Spotlight. I'm your host, Veronica Briga. Next to me, the very talented, the very handsome,
and
the very funny.
Welcome. Thank you, Veronica. Pleasure to meet you.
How are you today?
I'm lovely. How are you today?
I'm great. Doing good.
We're in this lovely AfterBuzz studio.
We got good lighting.
Yeah. This is amazing.
We're doing it.
We are doing it. We're not doing it, we're doing it.
Got weird. No. So let's talk about Legends of Tomorrow. That's a huge show. The fans really love it. You know, it's DC Comics, huge. What's it been like to be such, you know, to be a part of such a huge entity?
Amazing. It's been fun. It's been exciting. We shoot it in Canada, Vancouver. And I'm actually wearing a shirt. I am a loyal member of the Time Bureau Agency.
All right, you're official?
Yes, I'm very official. And we save the world one day at a time.
That's right. You're Gary Green on the show. Tell us a little bit about your character. For those who may not know, I know a lot of people know.
I feel like everybody watches Legends of Tomorrow, so I'm pretty sure they all know.
They all know.
But for like the one or two people
grandma.
For your grandma, who totally should be watching the show. But since she may not, Gary Green is, like I said, a member of the Time Bureau responsible for fixing the problems that the superheroes have created. Because let's be honest, folks, superheroes, they don't really know what they're doing. They need intelligent people like the Time Bureau to take care of business for them. So that's what we do. And Gary is neurotic, he's bumbling, he's not so great at his job. He's not a bronze guy.
Okay.
Bronze guy? He's not bronze. No, he's not a brawn guy. He's a brains guy.
Okay.
Brains over brawn.
Cool. I love that. So you've done quite a bit. You have like over 40 credits on IMDb.
You've
been on every single show.
Every show. All of them. I've been on all of them.
You kind of have, though. I don't want to name all of it. Okay. Hawaii 5-0, Two Broke Girls, Transparent, 24, NCIS, Los Angeles, How I Met Your Mother.
NCIS regular as well, Veronica.
Hello. But more recently, you're on the History Channel's Six.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. I know you had like a couple episode arc on that.
Yeah, so Six is about SEAL Team Six going around the world, doing missions, saving people, and killing people. And I'm one of the people that they may kill or save.
Okay.
We'll have to see. Or neither, actually. Who knows?
Sure.
but I play an Azerbaijani oil billionaire.
A billionaire.
Yeah.
A Middle Eastern.
I've got a yacht. No, Azerbaijani. Well, it's close to the Middle East.
Okay, I don't do geography.
Azerbaijani is a former Soviet republic, which is now its own country.
Okay.
It is, although it is an oil wealthy nation.
Okay.
Capital, Baku.
Great. So you do
next
get
on the geographic
channel. What was that like to play? Did you do quite a bit of research, like to maybe get the dialect, you know, be authentic, or maybe the customs, you know, the manners?
So a lot of the population of Azerbaijan is of Eastern Europe. They all speak Russian there.
Uh-huh.
And the character, there are other elements to him.
Okay.
So my family's from Russia, so I sort of can, that is part of who I am.
It comes naturally.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Fantastic.
The accent, the language, it's...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you actually had your first gig in Russia, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was on a prison drama called Zona.
Okay.
And it was on like every night, Monday through Friday, soap style, 8 p.m. every night. And I played an American artist who comes to Russia...
Okay.
Meets a girl, and then he gets thrown in prison, and the girl and her parents made a deal with the police that the rich American is going to pay his way to get out of prison.
Okay.
But my character was like, no, I believe in justice, I believe in freedom.
Yeah.
And they all laughed at him and kept him in prison.
Those Russians.
Those Russians.
No, all right, so this is cool. cool. You've got a huge film coming out. Dragged Across Concrete.
Yes.
With sounds Vince like Vaughn.
Sounds like a very uncomfortable thing, being dragged across concrete.
I don't know. Is it? I've never experienced that.
Well, me neither, but I feel like, you know, think about if you fall and you like skin your knee or your elbow. Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
Probably going to leave a scar.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
And that's what the movie's going to be like. It's going to be uncomfortable for your soul, but it's going to really feel great.
Is it a drama or is it a... Because we got Vince Vaughn in it. We got you. We got Mel Gibson.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's a trio I want to see.
Yeah, it's not a comedy, but it's...
Okay.
Yeah, it feels... It's a dark, gritty cop drama.
Okay, more of a thriller, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. And what was it like to work with those guys? Because Vince Vaughn seems cool, but Mel Gibson, I'll be honest with you, seems a little unpredictable.
Well, sadly, I didn't work with either of them.
That's all right. Well.
Forget it.
I guess I'll go to my next question.
No, it was great. That's I played a character named Behzad.
Okay.
He's a car salesman, a bulletproof car salesman.
What do they mean by bulletproof?
Like, that means, like, if you shoot at the car...
Oh, it's literally. It's literal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You thought it was like a metaphorical... It's a car that's metaphorically bulletproof, so no matter where it goes, in theory...
Or like the car salesman wore a bulletproof vest.
Oh, the car salesman's bulletproof. Yeah. It's a superhero car salesman that turns into metal. And you... No, yeah, that... He's just the guy who sells cars.
For people
that may want a bulletproof car.
Like maybe Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson's
Perhaps.
Characters.
They may.
In this situation. Where'd you film that one?
In Vancouver.
Everything
shoots in Vancouver.
It's true. They do have great film incentives in Vancouver.
Yes, and it's a beautiful city. I recommend everyone to go visit.
So do you live there?
I don't live there, no.
Oh, okay.
I live
okay.
here in lovely, in sunny LA. Los Angeles.
It's a good place. It's a good place. So this is really, I don't know if this is funny or just plain old Hollywood, but I read in your bio, you say, I mostly play a terrorist, sometimes a dork, and more recently I've been cast as a hipster. That's what you wrote.
Oh, really? Did I write that?
Or somebody wrote it on your bio.
Maybe I did.
So I'm curious, what would your dream role be? Because I know that casting directors, you know, they like to typecast and it's objective, so.
Probably to do a multicam sitcom.
Ooh.
Playing Sacha Baron Cohen's younger bro.
Stop it!
We're bros, man, in a three-camera sitcom, which I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen's interested in doing, but if he is, and if he's watching AfterBuzz TV, please, let's
Call
do it. Call
Adam.
Pretty please.
Hit him up on Twitter.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter.
I think you should hit him up.
Yeah, I'll hit you up
Twitter.
On Twitter.
You never know. People get shows off of Twitter. It's crazy.
I know,
it's a
but
thing.
He's not on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter?
I don't know. He probably is on
Twitter.
I'm sure he's on Twitter.
Let's get him on Twitter.
Let's get him on Twitter.
I do get that vibe from you. You're so it's really great. A lot of actors can do one thing very well, but you have this dynamic where you can be very funny and then, you know, shoot somebody in
very
the next
serious.
Scene.
Very serious.
So that's great.
Was that good? Very serious.
I believed it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So do you prefer comedy a lot more?
I love them both, but yeah. I mean, yeah, it's more my nature, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
You actually, are you developing a comedy right now?
Yes.
Because you're doing a bit of writing and producing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're developing two separate shows right now.
Cool.
One of them is called Americanistan. And it's about...
That sounds funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You're combining those two. Okay, go.
Yeah, so it's about a Texas billionaire who starts an American news network in a fictional Middle Eastern country. So we've got... dictatorship, we've got misogyny, we've got terrorism, and it's hilarious.
Lots can go wrong. I like that.
So the Middle East is, there's a lot of bad things that happen there, but there's also a lot of funny things. When the West culture and the Middle Eastern culture mesh with one another, there's a lot of comedy to be mined.
Yeah. Are you still working that? Are you still filming the process of filming that one?
We're developing. We filmed the pilot, and now we're seeing how to progress.
Cool.
And the other one is called Not Quite Naughty.
Okay. What's that about?
That's about a Hasidic Jewish guy who is a virgin who's never touched a woman because you can't until you get married. And his uncle passes away and bequeaths to him in his will a sex shop that he secretly owned, the profits of which subsidize his ultra-religious community. It's religion, it's sex.
Are you sure you're not, like, related to Sacha Baron
Cohen? They're doing that.
I mean, this
I'm
is like the second coming of Sacha Baron Cohen right here.
That's good.
You got good ideas. I like you.
Well, thank you. I like you too.
I like you. And let's be friends.
Yeah.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
So I know you do. You have a lot going on. What else can we keep an eye out for? Any upcoming acting projects?
But we should keep an eye out for the World Cup, which starts next week.
Yes, which you will be attending.
I will be attending the World Cup as a special VIP guest. And by VIP meaning I paid for it and I'm going there myself and getting no VIP treatment at all.
But that's fun because you get to go back to Russia.
To
you
the old
Russian.
Country, yes.
Yes.
Lots of smoked fish. I'll be very excited for that.
Lots of vodka here.
Yes, the Russians are, the Russian cuisine kills it in soups and in teas. The best tea in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go to a restaurant, for example, and say, I'd like a tea. Because they're just like, what? You have to narrow it down. Give me like a sub-genre of tea. Do you want a grassy tea? Do you want a caffeinated tea? Do you want a fruity tea? And then within each category, there are several options.
I love that. I learn something new every single day here at AfterBuzz.
I'm happy to teach you. I'm happy to teach everyone whatever they may need to know.
That could be a new show.
Adam teaches everything.
Yes, I'll watch it.
But knows nothing.
Oh. Well, before we go, tell everybody, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at Tseky, T-S-E-K-Y, on the social medias.
On the social media network. All of them.
All of them.
All right, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!